Welcome to RB Daily, a rundown of the most important restaurant industry news of the day, coming to you this week from the Restaurant Leadership Conference in Scottsdale. I'm Jonathan Mays, Editor-in-Chief of Restaurant Business.
And I'm Pat Kobe, Senior Menu Editor, Restaurant Business. For all the worry about the $20 wage, California operators are still optimistic about the future. That at least is based on a panel at the Restaurant Leadership Conference Wednesday. Operators are raising prices. Dave's Hot Chicken raised prices 9% in two tranches starting in November and saw little impact on traffic. Taco Bell operator Diversified Restaurant Group has been conservative with its 200 locations in the state, however, noting that the economy isn't easy on low-income consumers. McDonald's is raising prices, but it is also pushing $15 million in advertising and is working to get customers excited about coming into the restaurants.
Struggling seafood chain Red Lobster is considering filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection to restructure its debt. That is according to a report Tuesday from Bloomberg, citing people familiar with the matter. The chain last month installed Jonathan Tibus, a managing director with restructuring firm Alvarez & Marsal, as its new CEO, viewed as a step toward preparing the brand for sale by owner Thai Union Group. He is the company's third CEO in the past 2 years. Orlando-based Red Lobster is now said to be in talks with law firm King & Spalding to divest itself from long-term contracts and renegotiate leases. Red Lobster has not yet commented on its plans.
Martha Stewart, the original lifestyle influencer who found success in magazines, book publishing, television, retail, and more, waited until she was 80 years old to open her first restaurant. The Bedford by Martha Stewart, located in the Paris Las Vegas Casino Resort, is modeled after Stewart's home in Bedford, New York, and serves a menu of old-school opulence. Stewart, in a wide-ranging conversation about her storied life, told a packed ballroom at the Restaurant Leadership Conference Tuesday that restaurants are one of the hardest businesses on earth.
Fat Brands is going big into co-branding, thank God. The fast food brand Collector on Wednesday announced a 40-unit deal in Northern California for its flagship burger brand, Fat Burger, with the franchisee California Burger, Inc. But the kind of deal is different. The locations will go into Round Table Pizza, another concept that Fat Brands operates. The Los Angeles-based Fat Brands believes that co-branding its concepts can boost sales for individual locations while enabling its concepts to expand.
Entertainment brands are pushing mini golf, pickleball, darts, bowling, and more. But leaders of several concepts are building their businesses by focusing on food and drink as well. At Informa's Restaurant Leadership Conference in Phoenix, brands represented included Putt Shack, Camp Pickle, Alamo Drafthouse, and Pinstripes. And they're creating dining destinations with menus that include craft cocktails, inventive appetizers, and Mediterranean mezze platters. While many customers come to play, others come to just eat and drink.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. Check us out every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jonathan Mays.
And I'm Pat Kobe. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.